present, and he is faithful, trustworthy. So, you know, in all circumstances, and of course, a lot of times we would like to escape the circumstances.
Exactly.
Obviously, we would. But man, what's incredible about all that is he goes right through those things with us and enables us, empowers us to get through them in a different way.
So, exactly.
So that's not bad.
So I think tonight we're just going to talk about some good circumstances and let you go from there.
Yeah. How about we pray?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
We always got to pray.
Yeah, Father God. Father, it is so wonderful that you have chose to love us and call us to yourself. The good news of Jesus Christ is better than we thought it was, and we are thankful that you've extended this opportunity to us to know you. And so, Father, we come with grateful hearts, and we just want to show forth your praise, your glory, all around us, to our community, to the world. And we thank you for this opportunity we have as through this radio show and the various people that come and share here, Father, that together that we could work towards one goal and one heart to give you glory in all things. And it's in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yeah, you know, I think about the way the world is and, you know, how we're kind of prone to the negative. Seem like we're charged for bad news, you know. We seem to major on bad news, the bad stuff. That's what everybody wants to repeat, you know.
Exactly.
And pass on, you know. And our media, they seem to kind of be prone to that too, like, you know. But, you know, there's good news, and we all need some good news. I was thinking about the good news, thinking about Jesus. And, you know, I don't know. Have you ever learned something or came across something that was just so good that it changed everything?
Right.
It just changed everything. And I think there's things in life that happens to us sometimes. Something good happens to us and then, you know, things change. And that's the way it was when Jesus came. When Jesus Christ came and he inaugurated the new covenant and, you know, he established the church and advanced the kingdom of God. And so the coming of Jesus changed everything. And so that's the good news. When we talk about the gospel, talk about the good news, we're talking about Jesus Christ and talking about his person, the person of Jesus Christ. I think a lot of times, you know, as we present Christianity to the world, we present it in a sense of the things about Jesus, you know, the things about him rather than him. And I think it's the person of Jesus that really is what changed everything. And
right.
Of course, the things he did, I mean, they matter. But as we present Christianity, what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to present the person of Jesus Christ. And so that person that he is right now, he is a resurrected man sitting on the throne.
Amen.
I mean, if we could really grasp hold of the
right.
the reality of what that means, it's a whole lot bigger than what we think. And sometimes we bring Christianity down to, I think we just diminish the value. We trivialize it to the point, you know, we try to get people to make a decision about, you know, their eternal destination. Like, well, do you want
right.
to go here or you want to go here?
Exactly. Or, you're right.
Or do you want to, make your life in this world better, you know, than choose Jesus? And what we do, kind of, we present them to add Jesus to their life.
Right.
But man, the good news, the gospel is greater than that. Much greater than that. You know, the way I see the person of Jesus Christ and who he is now, you know, God created Adam and he gave Adam the opportunity to rule and reign over creation. And of course, Adam failed, you know, and he lost that right to
right.
do that. Well, Jesus is that second Adam that came that did not fail, but he was successful in all points that he was victorious all the way. And so, being crucified and now resurrected, He sits on the throne as a resurrected man. Now, I know he's God, and I know we think of him as the Son of God. We don't ever want to miss that.
Right.
But he's ruling and reigning as a resurrected man. Now, that's an incredible thing to think about.
It really is.
That he is ruling over all creation. So, when we're in presenting the good news, really, you know, I think we need to refrain from just trying to bring people to just some trivial point of a choice that they're making about making their life better or their eternal destination. Now, that's part of it. Sure it is. But the gospel, the good news is that in Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ, God is reconciling all creation. All things in heaven and earth are being reconciled in the person of Jesus Christ. So God has an eternal purpose that's only realized in and through Jesus. So when we're presenting the gospel, we're not just talking about just you as an individual, like, okay, your decision, your life, do you want a better quality of life in this world? That's not the things that we're offering. We're offering you that the creator of all things, the mighty, wonderful, majestic creator of the universe, has this eternal plan that he's reconciling things to himself, and now we're part of that.
Exactly.
And when you come into Christ, when you accept Christ, you come into this eternal purpose that God is reconciling all things. And so, in essence, if we can get this, and it's not too weird for folks, we become a person of the future living in the present.
Amen.
That's what Christianity is. You know, it's not just about, you know, making this life better. As a matter of fact, Jesus told his followers, he said, hey, the world's going to hate you. They hated me, they're going to hate you, right?
Always.
You're going to be persecuted. You're going to have pressure. You're going to have trouble. So, you know, as Christians, we shouldn't expect to have this great, wonderful, convenient, comfortable life in the world.
Right.
Now, I'm grateful that we do and that things are as good as they are. But, you know, what we are seeking for is something greater than just a life in this world. Our eternal life begins the moment that we accept Jesus Christ. Right? At that moment it starts.
Right.
So say you, Big D, the person that you are, you're never going to die.
Exactly.
Our bodies die and go back to the dust, but we go on to be with Jesus, and then at some point there is a resurrection where we get a glorified body, and wow, is that not exciting?
That is incredible.
I mean, it's like, what's that going to look like? So you know, our short period of time of life in this world, obviously all of us being human on that level want this life to be as pain-free and as pleasurable and as fun as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's just that that's not the goal.
Exactly.
The goal is an eternal and a purpose with Jesus Christ and being reconciled to God.
Because, you know, God wants us to have a good time. He wants us to enjoy life, because that's why he gave it to us for.
Absolutely.
You know, live life, have fun, but know who I am.
Absolutely.
And that's just something that we have to do every single day. We have to know who he is, because his plan is so much bigger probably than I can even comprehend.
Than any of us can. Right.
So it's incredible for me if I can even imagine what it's going to be like further down the road.
Yeah.
To know the glory and what we're going to experience. Mm-hmm. And to know there's no more pain, there's no more death, there's no more disease, there's nothing but praising him forever and ever.
Yeah.
And it never stops.
Never.
So, never, you know, and I think, you know, people here, they think about, well, my life and I'm 70 years old and it's just about over, and they get a sad part to them. You know, because they don't know, they don't understand, they don't see what it's going to be like. Maybe they don't even want to comprehend it. I don't know.
Yes.
But if they are a follower of Christ, they know.
Yes.
You know, it's so much better.
Yes. My sister passed away recently. And, of course, she was a Christian. And she was as ready to go as people are going to be ready to go. So I was telling some of the family, I said, we got this backwards. We ought to cry when a baby's born.
Yeah.
And we ought to rejoice
exactly.
when the righteous pass away.
Exactly.
You know, it's backwards. It's like, for her, that was like, man, that's awesome. I mean, she passed on to that other side, you know, and what's bad about that?
Yeah.
I was telling some of them, I said, like, okay, she was in the nursing home. She was at Woodland, and man, they took incredibly good care of her at Woodland and Comfort Care Hospice, just awesome folks. But you got Woodland Nursing Home and you got Heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
There is no comparison.
Okay, which one? Oh, let's go with Heaven, you know?
All right.
So that's kind of what we're talking about.
That's
and
incredible.
So that's begun now. The presence of God living in us brings that future to us. Now, we've begun that future already.
Right. Well, Bobby, I appreciate you being in the studio with us again. I think you're going to be out next week.
I will. I'll be in Texas at a conference.
At a conference. We're going to have Pastor Dwayne Harbison from Renovation Church stepping in, and we'll have a good time with him next week.
Excellent.
So I hope you have an incredible trip out in Texas.
Yes.
And just glorify him in that big old state.
Absolutely. Thanks.
I love you, brother, and always glad to have you
love
here.
Love you, too. My pleasure.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We'll be back in just a moment with Jeremy Hogan of Saving Forgotten Warriors. This is Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hello, my name is Drew Fillinger.
And my name is Sarah Helms.
And we are from Coleman High School. This year, our theater department is performing Shrek the Musical.
Shows will be held March 23rd through the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. with a Saturday matinee March 25th at 2 p.m.
Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 for adults and $5 for students. We can't wait to see you at the Coleman High School Auditorium.
Sorry I'm late. Then I saw her face.
This is Donkey.
This is Fiona.
And we will see you March 23rd through the 25th at the Coleman High School Auditorium. I hope you all enjoy. I'm in love.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. With me is Jeremy Hogan, CEO and founder of Saving Forgotten Warriors. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. So how's things going? I already know it's busy. So, but anyway, just tell us.
It's
tell
busy. Us. I know. We help veterans. No, it's doing pretty good. We're going pretty good. We had a huge yard sale last week, trying to raise a little bit of money. We've got to raise some money. We're really tight right now. This new transport van is sucking us dry.
Really?
Honestly, I mean, it was $1,400 in fuel last month.
Jeez.
So it costs. I mean, this stuff is not cheap for us, you know. So we're going to do the Sportsman's Lake yard sale this week. We're still working on that one major project. I believe I met with a contractor yesterday on it. So we're going to have a huge project coming up to help a veteran in Goleman. He's actually the commander of the American Legion. So,
okay.
We're going to be working on that. I don't know a date on that yet, but we're still kicking it every day. We're working on veterans. We're helping veterans get to and from the VA appointments. We supply food to a bunch of them. We've done a lot. We finally got one that needed to get moved into his new apartment.
Right.
We finally got him moved and finalized and everything. And it's amazing to see this, because once you do it and their life is changed,
right.
It really is. You get to see the difference in their daily life. I mean, this guy can get around now, you know, but where before his washer and dryer was downstairs, and this guy's crippled.
Wow.
He's in a wheelchair, you know. So it was that's a blessing in itself.
Being able
to do that. So
right.
We're trucking. This Sunday we're meeting with a bunch of advisors and our committee to try to push forward on the ranch. We're almost done with everything on the business plan side and the action plan, and I mean, it's coming together. Now we need to really start pushing the volunteers and the support. We need folks that are willing. I mean, I'll show people everywhere around the ranch if they want to come out.
Right.
There isn't anything really to look at, but I can show you the pictures and show you what we're looking at and what we're going to do.
Kind of what the plan is, where everything's going to be at.
Right.
So why don't we go ahead and touch on the yard sale so we can let everybody know about it.
Okay. So this Saturday from, I believe it's 7 to 4, Sportsman's Lake, there's going to be a huge yard sale. It's their spring one they do. They do two a year. We'll be over by 11, by Pavilion 11. And we have four trucks and trailers slap full of stuff that we need to get rid of.
And Coleman loves yard sales.
Well,
so.
I hope so, because we need to get. And I'm serious. Like, I want people to come and buy this stuff, because I don't want to pack it back up.
Right.
And I want it all gone, and we need the money. So
exactly.
We need the money more than we need the stuff that's there.
So right? It starts at 7 a.m., is that what you're saying?
It does start at 7 a.m., but we're supposed to have rain Saturday morning. So
we will pray that it don't rain.
I'm hoping the rain will come and go pretty quick, and then we'll continue on out. So
good.
If everybody can come out and support us on that, we will have some of our merchandise, our shirts and stuff like that there. So please, anybody that's looking to get a Red Friday shirt like I have on right now, we have those still for sale. We're ordering some more coming in. So I want to get the word out. Having these shirts on people and our decals and stuff like that, people see that stuff. We get pictures. We get tagged and stuff like that all the time.
Good,
so
good.
Please, I mean, if you're about our freedom –
exactly.
Then you're about the veteran,
exactly.
Honestly. And that's what we do every day. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Saturday or Sunday. I don't like working on Sundays. I like to be able to go and relax with my family and go to church. We do on most Sundays have to work. But and we do get some of those unruly veterans, if you will.
I know.
And it's been one of those things where we've had a couple here lately, and it's pretty disheartening for us, because everything those that we are volunteers, so everything we do is from our heart. And
exactly.
And to get these guys to call and expect something, they assume that they can just call and they get it, and they don't have to worry about their attitude, or they don't have to worry about the fact that they've got to put work. We do not give away anything.
Right.
If you're coming to Saving Forgotten Warriors for assistance, you're gonna have a plan of action, and you have to follow that plan of action in order to continue getting assistance. And we've ran across a couple of veterans that just, they don't want to do it. And I'm sorry, we cannot help those. I hate that that's that way. I really dislike the fact that we cannot help just anybody and everybody.
Right.
But it's not my character just to give somebody assistance and then them not work to get it on their own.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
I understand.
I love being able to show these men and women how they can do it. You know, right. I mean, a lot of times they come to us and it's a simple problem, simple fix. And if you can fix that problem, you don't have to worry about them the next month. And that's right. what our goal is to make sure that we teach these men and women what they need to know. And a lot of them didn't get, and I hate to say it, you know, I feel like it's almost we put off our lives for so long. Some of them put off their lives for 20, 30 years. Most put off their life for 4 years. Well, when you put that life off and go serve our country, there's a lot of things that you don't learn. And there's a learning curve there that's still going to take that time that you had back then. As most are coming into adulthood, they learn that within that first 4-6 years, you know, right. hopefully. And the veterans that are coming out of the service right now that have only had 4 years are missing that part of the learning. So when we address our veterans and we address what their problems are, even those that are in Vietnam, that were served in Vietnam or Korean War or, I mean, Desert Storm, those guys are still the same way. They've missed that learning curve. So, and they're at an age now where going back and making those not so great mistakes are looked upon differently than they are when you're 18. Okay. Right. So a lot of these men and women don't look to try to go through that problem, and you have to address it. You have to learn it. You have to go through it. It is a step. It's the way of life. And a lot of these veterans don't have that. So that is our goal. When they come to us, they make sure we work and we try to show them how to help themselves. And that is our goal with every veteran we help. So, I mean, anybody wants to help, they're more than welcome to. We've got, you know, they can catch us on Facebook, you know, Saving Forgotten Warriors. You can go to our website. We've got a website up. There is some construction going on. Okay. We're trying to get some things done on it. So pretty much if you go to our Facebook, you can find out anything you want. If you want to help donate, you can call us, message us. We'll provide everything for you. We'll work with you to help us. And,
right.
And we really need it. We really need the support right now. We had a lull in the last month or so, and it's caused a problem with being able to get our veterans to where we got to go. I've got the bus is actually at the mechanics right now. It's been there for two weeks now. So we're using the minivan right now trying to get okay. around. The minivan doesn't have a lift in it. We need to raise the money to put a lift in it. You know, I mean, I've got veterans that need a lift. They can't,
right.
you know, so there are things that we need, and that we need to get support on. And so we're looking to go, I've got to get back out there and start doing my PR and speaking to the churches and speaking. So any businesses, any churches, anything like that, that want me to come out and speak to them about what we're doing, I have a complete package. I can show them everything we're doing Good. And how we're doing it. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so everything is tax deductible at the end of the year. So please support the mission, support the veterans, support those that really made this country what it is.
Exactly. Honestly. I mean, without them, we would have nothing.
We'd probably be speaking another language.
Exactly. We would be. So, you know, what we want to do is just reach out to the Coleman community, and we're asking small business owners, we're asking corporations to please step in. You can contact Jeremy Hogan. You can go through Facebook. We need cash contributions. We need gas money to get these vets to the VA. We need food to disperse to these families.
We need storage too. I mean, we're running thin on storage right now. I mean, there is a lot we need. So if you're wanting to get involved, there are many ways for you to get involved.
Right.
Monetarily, that is what we're looking for right now. We need that monetary donation right now to be able to continue the programs we've got in place. So without that and without everybody going, we won't be able to continue. So, if you would give us a call. I mean, a dollar goes a long way, honestly.
Exactly.
You wouldn't believe how much $1 will do in a sense of where we're coming from. And those that want to get on, we've started picking up some of those with recurring donations. So if you do something $25 or more, we'll send you out one of our shirts or a hat or something like that. We'll send you out a gift for your donation. So, and I mean, it helps us out. We've got, Mojo's has opened up in Coleman, and the owners are friends and supporters of Saving Forgotten Warriors too.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
You can go there and donate to our jar there, or they've
Good.
Got our merchandise there too. So there's many ways to support what we're doing, and we're trying to give them as many avenues as possible. So check us out, man.
Excellent. I appreciate
Thank you so much for letting me come.
Hey,
I know I
anytime.
Don't get to come every Thursday. I try. Man, but we'll get there.
Exactly.
Thanks,
we appreciate you being in, and if you can come in next week, it'd be awesome.
I will.
And
I'll do my
please,
best.
Everyone, support Saving Forgotten Warriors. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Next, we're going to have a few ladies here from the Elks Lodge that's going to talk to Big D. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5.
Elks Lodge is a supporter.
Well, there you go. We'll be back in just a moment.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hello, my name is Drew Fillinger.
And my name is Sarah Helms.
And we are from Coleman High School. This year, our theater department is performing Shrek the Musical.
Shows will be held March 23rd through the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. with a Saturday matinee March 25th at 2 p.m.
Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 for adults and $5 for students. We can't wait to see you at the Coleman High School Auditorium.
Sorry I'm late. Then I saw her face.
This is Donkey.
This is Fiona.
And we will see you March 23rd through the 25th at the Coleman High School Auditorium. I hope you all enjoy.
I'm in love. All in. So let's rock and roll all night and party every day.
We're back with the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. My current guest in studio is Gwen Parker and Dale Ball with the Coleman Elks Lodge. How are you, ladies?
We're doing fine.
Glad to have you on.
Thank you.
So we're just going to talk about some of the things that goes on at the Elks Lodge. It's, you know, we all know that it's a very charitable place, and you do a lot of good things for so many people, and the community definitely appreciates it. So we're just going to jump in a few different things. I actually came up to the Elks Lodge about 2 months ago and was taking pictures and doing some promotions for Blue Lives Matter.
Yes.
Actually, I believe started with a local lady out of Vinemont that you were telling me back then, and her husband was a police officer.
Her father.
Her father. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about that just for a few minutes ago?
This started as a lady, Michelle Riggs from Vinemont, which does t-shirts at her home, contacted me about wanting to do something for our local Coleman police officers in memory of her dad, but strictly for them in the event of illness or injury. Her father was Victor Ray Wells. He was killed in active line of duty in 1980 in Houston, Texas, and she remembers how difficult it was for her and her mom during the time until they got their funds started. Right. So she wanted to print up t-shirts, but she's just one person, and she contacted me and wanted to know if the Elks would promote it and sell the t-shirts and set up a fund that is restricted to just our Coleman County sheriffs, city police officers, our state troopers, just for our officers in Coleman right. County. So she does all the vinyl work on our t-shirts. We provide the t-shirts now with 100% of the profits going to a fund for our police officers in the event of an accident or right. injury. I contacted Matt Gentry a week or so ago when our Daniel Cummings got drug under the car, but, you know, to offer our assistance because right. we had funds in the account, but, you know, Matt or Daniel, neither one felt that they needed it at that time. Okay. So we do have it available.
But now you do have shirts at the Elks Lodge for sale.
We do.
And I believe you also have the bracelets?
The bracelets.
And what's the price on those?
The silicone bracelets are $5. The t-shirts are medium through extra large are $15. 2X is $17. And 3 and 4X is $19.
Okay. And you can catch this on Facebook. They do have a Facebook page there. And they have this there and probably even pictures of the shirts to show you. Mm-hmm. And you can actually... Actually, we are live right now on Facebook, so we will we're going to show everybody what they look like.
And that one's for you.
Thank you, Gwen. So,
and then the bracelets are 8-inch bracelets, so they pretty much fit any size wrist. I mean, big, you know, guys too.
So, our local police officers, you know, I actually do a law show on Tuesdays with Melvin Hastings, and we were actually talking about police officers on Tuesday, and, you know, what an incredible job they do for us, you know, and what they go through, you know, it's just...
What they go through, put their lives on the line to protect us.
Every single day.
Every single day and night.
Yeah, that's not the job for me.
Me neither.
And I adore them men very much, and I'm glad that they are willing to do it.
That's right. Me too. But, you know, they can go to the Elks page. They can go to my Facebook page. I usually post it around to keep it the Blue Lives going. So they can go to my Facebook page, Dale Ball, or the Elks page, and send me a message, and I'll get the shirts to them.
Excellent. So now we're going to go over to the Low Country Bull, March 31st, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eat in or carry out, $15 a plate. So, Gwen, you want to tell us about that?
Dale.
Or does Dale want to tell us about
I'll
that?
I'll let Dale talk about that because that's her.
Okay.
She's cooking that night.
Well,
I'm on the
might be up there.
We have all of our cooking crews are volunteer at the lodge. Every Friday night we cook from 6 to 8. So I am on the 5th. Friday night crew, which only comes around about every 3 months.
Okay.
So I try to do something fun on my night, and this one is something that we'll be raising money for our scholarship program.
Okay.
Each year, the Coleman Elks gives a $1,000 scholarship to a senior male and a senior female. So this is a fundraiser for our scholarship committee, for our scholarship fund.
Okay.
It is. I'm going to open it up to outside people if they would like to support our fundraiser. If they can contact me, they can get carryouts to go. It's a delicious shrimp boil, low country boil with shrimp, sweet corn, smoked sausage, red potatoes, cooked in beer and Old Bay seasoning, served with coleslaw.
Wow. I've not had dinner yet. Thanks.
And homemade hush puppies and tea. So, if anyone would like to
come by
between 6 and 8 and pick up a to-go plate that's not a member of the lodge, or if they would like to come and sit down and eat the dinner there, if they'll contact me,
okay.
I'll invite them in as my guest.
And this number right here, 256-339-0098, is that your personal?
That's my cell phone.
That's your cell phone, okay. So they can just give you a call and get some of this delicious food.
It is.
So why don't we just go off the subject for a minute, because I think I had even seen where you personally do a scholarship for West Point High School.
I do. I lost my husband's an alumni of West Point. Both my children went to West Point. And so every year since his accident in 2010, I have given myself personally to a West Point senior a $1,000 scholarship in his memory.
Excellent.
So it's someone going into a technical field. He had his own construction business. So anybody at West Point that would like to get with the counselor can also apply for a scholarship.
Amanda Yearwood? Yearwood?
Amanda Yearwood, and my husband's scholarship is the Kenneth Ball Memorial Technical Excellent. Scholarship.
And as most everybody know, I own Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, and for the first time ever, I'm offering a scholarship to a senior West Point High School student.
Oh, so, I didn't know it was West Point.
Yeah, so
yes, that's great.
We will probably have a winner next week, mm-hmm. so that's going to be awesome. All right, so now Gwen's over here, and she's not doing nothing but okay. just looking at us.
I'm through. Turn it over to her.
Gwen Parker, I see your flyer with a $5,000 drawdown. So why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, we're having a $5,000 drawdown on Saturday night, August the 19th. The tickets for that are $50 each, and we're only selling 250.
Okay.
The proceeds that we make from that will go to pay for all of our many charities that we do throughout the year, the scholarship fund, the Children's Christmas, the dictionary fund that we provide, veterans, various different programs we have all year. We're going to sell them up until the date. You don't have to be a member
okay.
to buy a ticket, and you don't have to be present to win. Your ticket for $50 also gets you in that night and serves you two free barbecue meals that we'll be serving that night. And then when the festivities will start, and then we'll have some entertainment, you know, after it's over. But it's going to be a real fun night. We're also going to be selling chances the night of the event to raffle off a ticket that's going to be in the bottom or the top 10, the last 10 okay. tickets drawn. So you can also buy raffle tickets that night that would give you an opportunity of being in that last 10 numbers drawn. So wow. that really increases your chances of winning even more.
And what night is that?
That's on a Saturday night, August the 19th.
Excellent. So you've got plenty of time to buy these tickets. Only $50 a piece. And look, I blow $50 just doing random things.
Hey, you don't have a lot of time left because they're moving fast.
Are they really?
Yes.
All right, well, I need to buy me a ticket pretty soon then because mm-hmm. $5,000 drawdown.
I happen to have some with me tonight.
Well, you know.
So do I.
Look, there's no pressure at all. So is there any other things that you ladies would like to talk about the Elks Lodge?
Just tell what he does.
Well, everybody doesn't understand what all the Coleman Elks is about. I would like to think that we're the main charitable organization in Coleman County. We do more for the community than most of the other organizations. Like I mentioned earlier, we put on a junior golf tournament for children every year. We sponsor that. We sponsor children at Christmas. As a matter of fact, we sponsor every Head Start child in Coleman County.
Wow.
Every single Christmas. We bring them to the lodge. We feed them. We fly Santa in by helicopter. We have a gift for every single child there. And when they leave, we give them a bag full of fruit to carry home to their family.
How sweet.
We also do a dictionary fund every year. We supply every third grader in Coleman County, Coleman City, and private school with their own personal dictionary. And we make sure we get them to the teachers before they start that part of their curriculum every year.
Excellent.
So we deliver those. As you know, we put on the veterans program that's at Sportsman's Lake and also the airport every year, and we have had five to ten thousand people show up at that, and we're planning another great event this year. We're going to have it strictly at the airport this okay. year to try to have it just at one venue.
And is that usually May, June, July?
It's
November.
November. Okay.
It's the Saturday before Veterans Day
okay.
every year.
Excellent.
Our state major project is Camp Aska down near Alexander City. We raise money for that. It's a Alabama state park for adults and children with disabilities. So they don't get to have a camp experience anywhere else, but they can go there, and it's specifically for children and adults with disabilities.
Wow.
And we donate $50,000 annually to that.
And it's, you know, and this is just something that everybody needs to know about, because everybody doesn't know everything that you all do. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible.
Talk about the hoop shoot.
We reach over 4,000 children every single year with our Hope Shoot. We start out with every local school participating. It's for children ages 8 through 12. And then once you have your school winners, we put on a county competition, and all the school, they all compete for the county championship. Then our championship from Coleman goes to the district. The district then goes to state. State goes to regional, and regional goes to nationals. And
wow.
We have a child
from Fairview
that's competing in the regional in Valdosta, Georgia right now.
How about that?
And we have had several that we have carried to Springfield, Massachusetts for the national competition.
Wow.
And we've actually had a national winner before from Coleman.
How about that?
So
that's awesome.
We do real good on the basketball, the hoop shoot.
So maybe before we end, can you tell us about the outdoor brick thing that you have going on?
Talk about that.
I'll talk about that. That was my project. We have always had a dream of extending our patio and making a beautiful outdoor fireplace for our members to enjoy. And also we rent our facility for class reunions, weddings, receptions, things, birthday parties, things of that nature, and we thought it would be a great venue for the spring, summer, and fall for something outside. And also as a way of remembering our members, we sold bricks for $100 a piece, and if you're a member of the Elks Lodge, it has the Elks logo on it, and your name goes on that. So we have a very large outdoor fireplace now, and it has members' names on many of the bricks there, and it's beautiful at night. It's really, we've already extended and doubled the size of our patio, so it's a great place to hang out. We have a lot of cornhole competition out there in the evenings when the weather's pretty.
Exactly. So can you still purchase bricks?
We have sold the last of them to finish the project.
Okay.
We will be probably selling some more to do maybe some brick pavers around it, but the fireplace itself is finished.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies, for being on the Big D Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having us.
I appreciate it very much. Hey, next we have a band coming up next that we're going to talk with, and we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hello, my name is Drew Fillinger.
And my name is Sarah Helms.
And we are from Coleman High School. This year, our theater department is performing Shrek the Musical.
Shows will be held March 23rd through the 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. with a Saturday matinee March 25th at 2 p.m.
Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10 for adults and $5 for students. We can't wait to see you at the Coleman High School Auditorium.
Sorry I'm late. Then I saw her face.
This is Donkey.
This is Fiona.
And we will see you March 23rd through the 25th at the Coleman High School Auditorium. I hope you all enjoy. I'm in love.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, Inclination of Direction. We have Frank, Jason, and Terry in studio with Big D.
Hey,
what's up,
man?
Good to have you guys on here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So look, so Danielle, she tells me like a week ago, she said, hey, look, I've got a band coming in, and so you need to hear their music. So look, okay, I can be kind of critical, okay? She plays a song, and I said, that is the most incredible song I've ever heard. It's just
awesome.
It's amazing, and
thanks, man.
You're the voice. I mean, so which one's the lead singer?
I guess it'd be me.
Wow, what a voice you have!
Wow, well, thanks,
man. That's, I mean, seriously, we have bands in here every week, but Wow, yeah, y'all have got to be one of the top bands we've had in there. That's just an incredible song.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that, man.
So where are you guys from?
Oh, boy. Originally or...
Or right now?
I'll start with you guys.
I'm from around here. I live in Hartsell right now.
Hartsell?
Yeah, Hartsell, West Point area.
Okay.
I'm a transplant from Minnesota to Tennessee to Alabama.
Well... But you're here now, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I left the frozen tundra a long time ago.
I don't blame you. So, yeah. You know, when I was a small tot, I was born in Chicago. And, look, I can remember walking to school, seriously, with the snow about 2 feet above my head. You know?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, it was cool when you're a kid, but when you get older, it's like, man. It's
yeah, that's it's just... I enjoy the sun too much. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, it's too cold in the winter now for me. I'd rather be down.
So let's tell everybody in Coleman about Inclination of Direction and kind of give them some information about you. So how long have you guys been together?
As a band, 1 year.
1 year.
1 year coming up in April.
Now, before you got together, I'm sure, were you all with other bands?
Yeah, these guys actually were in a pretty... popular band around this area, Standing Damage, back a few years back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
we were from Coleman.
Okay.
Yeah. And I met them
around 98, 99 era.
Yep.
Wow. That was Gary's baby.
Yeah, Gary Sanders.
Yeah. Shout out to Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary was in here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Right.
Gary's a great guy.
Yeah, Gary's cool.
So one of the questions that I'm going to ask, and you can all reply to it, is how long have you been a musician?
Gosh, 100 years.
Wow, that's a long time. You're older than me.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, it's like 3 years old. I was just, you know, my parents were just like, wow, all he does is hum and sing and everything. So they bought me this little orange piano.
Started banging on
that.
And like then, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to have a friend whose older brother was a drummer. And, you know, probably around sixth grade or so, he had all these great albums, and he's like, oh, just pick out, like, 10 for $5. And I'm like, well, so I'm finding all these great albums. Right. I was picking them basically by the names of the bands, you know. And, you know, once I heard that, then I got a guitar and rock music and everything.
So we'll go to you next.
I've been playing guitar for, like, 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Bass guitar since about 98. So I'm a guitarist, but I play bass too.
Of course, I can't play anything. But you know, I've always told myself, man, if I was just a guitar player, I'm afraid that I would sit and watch TV and play the guitar.
Yeah, you can do that if you have the time. That's the thing. It's you know, it's tough to get a lot of practice time in.
Go ahead, tell us how long you've been a musician.
Man, I've been playing drums since I was about 10.
10 years old.
Yeah.
Driving your parents crazy, banging on everything, pots and pans, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You got some drumsticks and you're going to play.
Absolutely, man.
So what inspired you to actually become a musician?
Oh, gosh, for me, I don't know, it's just...
John Bonham.
Just the sound of electric guitar, man, you know, the sound of music in general, you know.
Yeah, for me, it's just melody, you know, melody. As a kid, just really... finding melody. I mean, I listened to everything from ABBA to Zappa, so it's just, I appreciate all kinds of music.
I grew up in a musical family, too.
Did you really?
Yes.
So did all of your family play something?
Pretty much. My dad and my brothers played guitar. My mother sang in a gospel band and played piano. So
yeah, Jason's also an awesome guitar player, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, great guitar player, yeah. All three of us play guitar. So,
who was, and just one or two, who was one of or two of your influences as you grew up?
Oh, man.
In the music?
The earliest influence, probably like Johnny Cash or something. Like when I was like 3-4 years old. I think my parents had some Johnny Cash, like live at San Quentin something like that. And I think I heard A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty cool.
With me, any musician, that's awesome, man. It just moves me, you know.
Me, man, I don't know. Bonham, drummers, man, of course, Professor Neil Peart. I don't know what to say. I love it all.
Yeah, that's my earliest one. But like I say, once I met that guy,
right.
And it was just rock.
Cut
into all the heart. Yeah, because you didn't hear a lot of that in elementary school. But as soon as you got toward junior high, middle school, it was like it was everywhere. And you started hearing all these great bands. And Steve Vai was playing with Frank Zappa at that time. I think he was like 16 years old or 17 years old or something. So started hearing all John McLaughlin, Al DiMeola, Frank Zappa, Black Sabbath, Grateful Dead, Moody Blues, King Crimson. I mean, just all that stuff was thrown on me at once. And
So let's talk about the type of music that you play as a band. Just kind of tell us what you play.
I don't know. I think I would categorize it as... Man, it's tough.
Progressive metal, maybe?
Yeah.
Progressive.
It's just heavy.
Progressive
heavy.
Metal. Yeah.
It's got its melodic
it's
side.
Different. It's very different.
Yeah, it is. That's one thing we've heard a lot of.
Slot progressive.
It's like, you guys don't sound a lot like, you know, a lot of people, so I guess that's good. You
know? Yeah. Well, from what we heard on your intro, that's incredible.
Thank you.
So, I mean,
Thank you very much.
I can just see lots of people just wanting to come watch you perform and hear that song right there.
We hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the truth. So, as a band that you've been together for a year, where are some of the places that you have played at?
Believe it or not, we were in a band with we had a good friend that was singing for us, and he went out and did his own thing. So, it was like we tried to find a singer and couldn't find one.
Right.
And I'd rather play guitar.
Yeah, we've only played one show.
Yeah, I was the only one singing, so I'm like, I guess I'll sing. So the goal was, let's just, you know, do an EP. So we wrote up about eight songs in about 6 months, got them pretty tight, went into the studio. We did a relief benefit for Chris Lee at the Copper Top a few months back. It was a great show. We were fortunate enough to get in on that bill, and it was a standing room only crowd that night. And, you know, the fans were great. Everybody there was great. You know, shout out to the Copper Top, great place. They treated us really well.
Absolutely.
And you know, we've got some shows coming up, but we've got something in the mix, hopefully for the 11th Frame. We're gonna probably do our EP release at the Copper Top, kind of feel at home there.
Hopefully.
And the Comic Shop coming up in May in Decatur. And just now that we've got the
anywhere they'll let us play.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You might see us busking down.
All we can squeeze.
So do you plan on a CD?
Yeah, we've got it now, and okay. We just finished it. We recorded it at Fox Meadow Studios with Lance Wright, his engineer. Shout out to Lance, great guy, nice guy, great people over there. Helped us out. We did an 8-song EP. Got our website up and running, www.inclinationofdirection.com. You can catch us on Facebook, Inclination of Direction on Facebook, Instagram. We're on Instagram. And right now, just in the process of trying to sell some songs on the web and get some more shows and just get things up and running, work on another EP probably this fall.
So on your Facebook page, can you purchase the...
No, but you can on our Bandcamp. Forgot to mention that.
Just anybody needs to go to www.inclinationofdirection.com, and then it's all the links are there.
Yep.
Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, where you can buy.
And there are two songs available currently on there, Peace of Mind and W31, I believe. So
yeah.
And we'll be adding more as time goes by.
So why don't you go ahead and maybe just give us a phone number, give us the Facebook page again, just if somebody wants to contact you.
Yeah, the best thing right now is our webpage, which is www.inclinationofdirection.com. You can get links to our Facebook, our Bandcamp, our Instagram. You can purchase our music there and find out latest news where we're going to be playing.
There's an email address at the bottom of our website.
So just email you and anybody that wants to hire you.
Yep, there's a phone number for booking, and of course you can always reach us on our website or Facebook. Right. We answer pretty quickly.
Good.
So
as a band and with what you're doing currently, what's your future plans for your band?
Well, you know, we canceled the Tonight Show to be here tonight.
Well, you know, I feel privileged that you've done that. I really do.
Thank you, man. We heard you were really good. No, I don't know. I mean, just like any musician, I think we just really love to play, and we're having fun doing it. And, you know, we've been doing it for so long, we just figure, you know, why let the music just stay hidden? Let's write some and put it out and see what people think. And we've had a great response so far. So pretty happy with it.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, if you still have a CD and you can go ahead and play another song and let us hear a full song. Hey, I'm glad we could introduce Coleman to some of your music, man. That's just incredible.
Yeah, thanks, man. We really appreciate that.
So as we're closing up the show, I wanted to remind everyone, we're going to have Battle of the Bands. It's presented by us right here at Live 95.5. It's going to be April 29th and 30th at the Coleman County Fairgrounds, and we invite you guys to join in if you want to be part of the Battle of the Bands. We're going to do hopefully a two-day event and probably have up to around 15 bands there. So everybody make sure that you check out the Battle of the Bands. We're going to have some pre-sale tickets. We're actually going to do an event page soon on Facebook to let everybody know all the information about it. We're going to have a car show there. We're going to have some booths there for different vendors in Coleman. It's just going to be two awesome days of nothing but music. So be watching that on Facebook. Make sure you check out the Big D Radio Show Facebook page. You'll be able to see these guys right here in studio with us and everything else that's been on the show. And as we always end the show, we're just going to say a quick prayer and we'll end the show. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you in prayer through your Son, Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, God, Lord, for your presence in our lives, Lord. We thank you for this radio show and how you bless it, Father. And Lord, we ask, God, that you be with this these gentlemen right here, Lord, and guide them and lead them. And Father, let them have a very successful future in what they do. And Father, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve each and every day. Father, for we know without you, we are absolutely nothing. And God, we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Guys, thank you for being in studio.
Thank you, man. We had a great time.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We will check you out next Thursday, or you check us out next Thursday, right here on the Big D Radio Show, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. As always, God bless you. God bless America. It's the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.